latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM Update with Cam Want.
We're continuing our mini-series looking at albums that have key anniversaries this year. Today, we'll highlight those marking their 40th milestone. In mainstream music, 1982 gave us major projects from some of music's biggest names, including Thriller from Michael Jackson, Nebraska, Bruce Springsteen, Toto 4 from Toto, Kissing to be Clever, Culture Club, and here at home, Spirit of Place from Goanna. In Christian music, the year saw two significant debut solo projects from acts that would later become household names in the sector. Kenny Marks, an American singer-songwriter with a Bryan Adams vibe, who toured here several times, is best remembered today for the radio songs I'll Be a Friend to You, Make It Right, and The Party's Over. He was on the cover of CCM magazine in August 1987 and, for a time, was one of the biggest names in Christian music. Kathy Tricoli is another act who launched her career in 1982. Her album Stubborn Love became the best-selling debut by a Christian female artist to the time. As well as recording several specifically Christian projects, she garnered a crossover hit in the early 90s with the song Everything Changes. That reached number 15 in Melbourne on the singles chart. She secured two GMA Dove Awards and authored 7 books and co-authored an additional 4. In 1982, Petra released its 5th studio project, More Power to You. Never shy about expressing their faith, this album ranks as one of Petra's best. After its release, More Power to You remained among the 5 best-selling albums in Christian music for 2.5 years. The best-known song from the album today is the title cut. Altogether, Petra has released 24 albums, garnered 4 Grammys and 10 GMA Dove Awards. Finally, just as 1982 focused on one extraordinary mainstream project, I'm talking about Thriller, Christian music focused on the breakthrough album by Amy Grant. Age to Age became one of the fastest-selling overtly Christian albums ever released, spawning the singles Sing Your Praise to the Lord, In a Little While, and El Shaddai. It became the first Christian project to sell 500,000 copies, gaining gold accreditation, and the first to sell 1 million copies, going platinum. Age to Age gained Amy her first Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Gospel Album, and El Shaddai gained a GMA Dove Award for Song of the Year. There you have it, 4 significant albums celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.